I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Gothenburg is Sweden's second largest city and home to carmaker Volvo, which means Gothenburg is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. If you're ever there, we hear the city has a pretty lively music scene. We're going to give you a taste of that right now, courtesy of Gothenburg band Junip. Its members are Tobias Winterkorn, Elias Araya, and Jose Gonzalez, and they've just released Fields, their first full-length album. Music there from Junip. I'm joined in the studio by guitarist and singer Jose Gonzalez and Tobias Winterkorn, who plays keyboards. Jose Gonzalez, that's a name a lot of people won't associate immediately with Sweden, but I guess that's kind of the way the world is today, isn't it?
Yeah, my parents are from Argentina and born and raised in Sweden.
And so for an American, Tobias, wandering into Gothenburg for the first time, what kind of music scene would one kind of likely find there?
The heavy metal scene is quite big. It's stuck there from the 80s. It never went out from the music scene.
I mean, it's known for some like melodic death metal, but there's like anything.
No, not surprisingly, you guys actually started a long time ago playing kind of hardcore rock and roll. But today, where does Junip fit in? Because you're not kind of death metal anymore.
No, it's more like the easy word is folk rock. It's I play acoustic guitar, and there's Rhodes or organ and synthesizers, drums and congas.
Well, let's not use words to describe Junip's music. Let's listen to a track that I like from the new album called Fields. This is called Always. Track is called Always. It's from Junip's new album called Fields. Now, this album Fields kind of feels like almost a cousin to Rubber Soul by the Beatles. It has that kind of soulful, folksy, and at the same time kind of, you know, driving groove and good pop sensibility. I gather, Jose, that you actually taught yourself guitar by listening to tons of Beatles, but also Brazilian music, Bossa Nova and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, well, growing up in Sweden and with parents from Argentina, I was sort of exposed to both Latin American music and music from the States and from the UK. So yeah, when I started playing guitar, it was mainly Beatles, Bossa Nova. Like, during the same time, I also started playing bass. So I don't know, it was a big mixture of different styles. Men walk along
the railroad tracks. Now, on Fields, your cover tune, as it were, is of Bruce Springsteen's song, The Ghost of Tom Joad. Our patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Why, of all the songs to cover, did you choose that one?
We were like the house band in a Gothenburg Film Festival at their sort of like hangout bar. We were playing two times a day for 5 days, so we didn't have enough songs, so we just picked out a lot of different covers, so like Joy Division and Armageddon and Low, and that song was one of them, and it's because we liked that song a lot, and but we felt like we could do a version that was different, and when we were listening to it, we always got annoyed about the mixing, because Bruce Springsteen had... what's it called?
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. And it's so super loud on the recording that it's almost, yeah, it's difficult to listen to.
Yeah, you almost die when you hear the Emerald Cookie.
but the song is amazing. He sings amazing.
Yeah, so. Mm. Yeah.
Now, one song that keeps coming up a lot on YouTube, people, they go to your shows and they videotape it, is Rope and Summit. Mm-hmm. It's very hypnotic. Let's take a listen and then you can tell me about it.
Okay.
That's from Junip's CD, Fields. It's a track called Rope and Summit. Now, for people listening out on their radios, we broadcast in mono, but if you could hear this in stereo, you'd know that when the song opens, there's like nothing on one of the channels and just like a guitar on the right. Very spare, and yet it builds up this crescendo. What is Rope and Summit all about?
Yeah, it's one of the first songs we did for the album, and we were when we were writing, we were just jamming for hours and hours, and when I wrote the lyrics, it was to fit into the mood of the song, which is very repetitive. And for me, it reminded me of Stone Roses' Fool's Gold. And they have a video when they're just walking along the mountains, and it's windy, and yeah, sort of like just struggling out there.
Let's go out on a song that I'll let you guys pick.
Hmm. We got favorites.
Favorites.
Yeah. My favorite is Howl, still Howl, and it have been since.
Yeah, it's the most the song that is most different from what we've done before, and so yeah, Howl.
So we'll go out with Howl from Junip's new album Fields. They're currently touring the U.S. in support of that album. Tobias Winterkorn and Jose Gonzalez, who along with drummer Elias Araya, form Junip. Thanks both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Swedish band Junip plays us out today with Howl. We also have the official video for another Junip song, Always, which, by the way, was filmed at the Air Guitar World Championship in Finland. You can check it out and see what that's all about at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.
If you weren't told about someone showed you our abilities, if you would know about the Trinity, you would still know what in the world created all things. Wouldn't you like to think around what's pulling the strings? Did you know about varying degrees of freedom?